Hello, Reddit! This is Tarkus Trooper, here to bring you another caffeinated ramble. With the exception of ginseng. I don't have Pepsi Max, so... Diet Mountain Dew it is. Hey, it's better than nothing. Damn it, Moon Moon posted some 12 questions either yesterday or the day before that, and I thought it would be a good idea to bring out my Rambler, my Cloud Cuckoo Lander Rambler out. Here we go. Number one, what song would be the soundtrack to your life? Roundabout? Yes? I don't know. That is such a big surprise. Woo, yeah, a song by Yes. Biggest soundtrack to my life, yeah. I don't know, I grew up listening to these guys, okay? It's just, yeah, but no? Hold on a second, I got so many songs that could be the soundtrack to my life. It's just... I mean, you got like a little bit of Queen, you got a little bit of The Who, you got a little bit of The Beatles, of course, and then you got a little bit of Weird Al, a little bit of the Vinyls, the B-52s and everything like that, a lot of random stuff, Mariah Carey, I guess, just... Everything is a soundtrack to my life, except the rap music we have today. No. I like old school rap. Thank you. Okay, so, okay. Number two, you have to throw an extravagant theme party. What is the theme? What is to celebrate? What are we eating? How did you decorate? And who is invited? Etc., etc., etc. It would be a Mardi Gras. A Mardi Gras party. God, I sound like somebody from California. yeah, it would be Mardi Gras. We'd be eating lots of crawfish, a lot of jambalaya, Cajun food, because I love spicy stuff. A lot of streamers, a lot of beads, a lot of glitter. Extravagant. Yeah, and everybody's invited, so come on over. Come on over. Have some jambalaya with me. Yeah. Wow, that is such a crappy Cajun accent. And I watch Swamp People, so... Okay, number three. What is the biggest regret that you're willing to talk about? My biggest regret is how I did not have a Hitachi before. And one of my dear friends, bought it for me, that toy, after each and every time I use it, I'm like, my brain is dead after that. After each and single use, oh god, my brain turns to mush because of that thing. Hitachi Magic One is just... It's a good thing I own it now. And number four, what is your greatest accomplishment? What? Let's see. Graduating high school. And then around Reddit, my greatest accomplishment is like just writing a lot of scripts that many people like. Yeah, so. At least I made it up through high school. Yeah, number five, what non-calendar event signifies the beginning of spring to you? A lot of baseball games. Because that and March Madness... Yeah, I love basketball. I love watching basketball. It's so good. So that signifies the beginning of spring to me, when basketball is just in full swing, as well as the birds chirping outside. Oh, that this is why I don't ramble, because I make no bit of sense. So yeah, that's one. number six, what are you looking forward to the most right now in your life? I'm just looking forward to just getting out more, just traveling more, trying more foods and everything else. Yeah, I know it's a boring answer, but I'm just, what I'm looking for right now is just trying something new because I hate normalcy. For some reason, I do not like normalcy. It's boring. It's just boring. I want to try something else, And number seven, what is the first quote that pops into your head? You do know that Elvis is dead, right? No, he is not dead. He just went home. That is one of the best quotes I've ever heard from any movie ever, Men in Black. It's just, I love that quote so much that, I would say that about Freddie Mercury. And somebody told me, well, Freddie Mercury is dead, right? No, he's not. He just went home. Okay? He just went home. So, yeah. I would pretty much say that the same about Freddie Mercury. Oh, and speaking of, okay, number eight, do you usually have music running through your head? Oh, hell yes. All the time. Right now? Yeah. And what song? Let me sing this. I have to bring my phone away from my mouth. Barcelona! That song. By Freddie Mercury and this opera singer kid. Oh yeah, Montserrat Cabell. Oh God, if you have not heard that song, you guys need to go check it out. That is one of the most epic songs ever. And so, for those of you who don't feel like going to the link, I'll just play it for you right now, if I can find it. Hold on. I'm getting a little bit of, oh, there it is. Have to turn it up full bath. Full black. Blah, blah. See, that's the song. And that's not even the best part. Hold on a second. No, wait. Here it goes. Here it comes. Tears in my eyes. Oh God, that is such a good song. I'm sorry, I'm tearing up a bit because that song is so beautiful. And I could not believe when I was little, I did not like that song at all. When I was seven, I did not like that song because I didn't really appreciate opera that much. But as I grew older, it just kind of, it just made me more open to stuff. And like somebody told me, well, hey, the more you get older, the more you'll like opera. And holy shit, is it true? For me, it is. Anyway, Yeah, so that is so beautiful, and I feel like I'm gonna cry again. Okay, get out of my head so he won't make me cry. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. But it's a beautiful song, okay? Barcelona is a beautiful song, and if you do not, oh God, if you have not heard that song, go listen to it. You won't be disappointed. I promise you. Okay, so anyway, okay, enough rambling about that song. I'm getting a little bit too excited about this. Number 9. What did you want to be when you grew up at age 10? Well, at 10 years old. Oh, I've already, when I was young, I always wanted to be a singer. And now, not so much. Not for the open, anyway. I mean, I like singing, but it's just, I'd rather have a job that really pays the bills, actually, really. But I do love to sing. I've always loved to sing. Singing is what I love to do. So let's just consider me already being a singer, as well as a moaner, as well as a screamer, as well as among other things. Oh dear. And number 10, do you read your horoscope? Yeah, sometimes, yeah, because I'm a Pisces. I don't read it. I don't read the daily horoscopes. I usually read about it, like what my traits are, what my body, which part of my body rules the sign, and of course, my feet does, because I'm a Pisces, because Pisces, their feet rules the sign. So yeah. Why feet? I have no idea. why can't I be Scorpio? They rule the signs with their dicks or their pussies or something. I don't know. I have no idea. I've read somewhere that they Scorpios, yeah, their private parts are what signifies the sign anyway. Yeah, Scorpios. No wonder I love them so much. Okay, anyway, number 11. Why are you here? Why am I here on Reddit? One thing is because I like communicating with people who are not all trolls, because there are a lot of good people on Reddit. That's why I love visiting Reddit all the time. There's just so a lot of good people here. And yeah, you don't really see that. You don't really see it that often, but you do on Reddit. And number 12, give me some advice. I'm not one for giving advice that well, but there, here's one that I've always went by. And it's a pretty good piece of advice. If it hurts, don't do it again. And another piece of advice I would give, let's see. An orgasm a day keeps the doctor away. That's my favorite piece of advice that Mae West ever gave. An orgasm a day keeps the doctor away. So, yeah. Yeah, I like that one. So, yeah, I hope you guys liked my rambling as well as my fangirling over the song Barcelona. I don't know. I love Queen. I love Freddie Mercury. How can you not? Okay, it's just, yeah, Freddie Mercury will be, always be awesome. Always be awesome. yeah. So, yeah. Ciao.